You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thank you for calling, everybody.
Valerie, was that enough for you?
Valerie!
Valerie, now we're talking to you, Valerie.
All right. Oh, don't make us play it again!
I will dig that song back up again. Shannon, was that plenty of Hey There, Delilah for you?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for calling us for No Filter Friday.
The power was all in your hands. Like, every single line is filled right now. So my question is, where the hell were you 7 minutes ago, Shannon?
Well, I'm actually driving to take my dog to the vet.
Yeah, what's wrong with your pooch?
What happened?
He had a tumor removed off his belly, and so he's getting his stitches out today.
Oh, so the surgery was successful.
And
then
he's all good now.
We think so. We hope so.
Good. Did you get to keep the tumor?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I thought
you should have, because we would have given it away to, like, caller 10.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, it was very small, so
it's all right.
I don't know.
We'll put it in a baggie.
We could
put it in one of those little snack baggies.
Yeah, caller 10 gets the tumor.
Give it away.
So what kind of dog, and what's the dog's name?
I actually have two golden retrievers.
Oh.
And this one's name is Midas. Like King Midas.
Solid name.
I love golden retrievers. They're so sweet.
Every tumor he touches turns to gold.
Oh.
Shannon,
that would be good. Then I would have kept it.
Listen, we'll let you drive. Thank you for being on the show. Have a great day and a good weekend.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Do you think we'll have Valerie now?
Valerie,
you back?
Good morning.
Oh,
hey,
it's one of those delay call things.
Count to two before she answers. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend, Valerie?
Motorcycle ride and hanging out with friends.
Where are you going to go on the motorcycle?
I'm not sure yet. Wherever I end up.
Oh, so it's your
what
hog, huh?
What kind of bike do you got?
Yeah, what you got? Blah, 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 blah.
I've got a Harley Davidson 2008 Softail Deluxe.
Oh, that sounds expensive. What did that bike set you back?
Well, it's a little old. It's 2008, so back then, probably about $25,000.
Yeah, okay. It's expensive for a bike. All right. You wear full leather?
I bet.
She got all her leathers. You bet
she does.
You got
all that leather on?
Yeah.
Hot, sweaty leather?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
All right. I hate your phone, but I thank you so much for calling.
We love you. Have a great weekend, and don't fall off that bike, okay?
Okay,
thank you.
Oh, so bad. That sucks.
I don't know what that delay thing
is. I don't know.
Justin, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, good morning, guys. Let's see. This weekend, I'm going to go see that Deadpool Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. You know they're going to make bank this weekend.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I meant to talk about it in the trending report. I forgot all of it. This is the 10th time he has played Wolverine. 10th movie.
And the first time he's in the iconic yellow outfit, right? The costume.
I think this is the first time with the yellow costume. But
yes,
I was also seeing some. I didn't follow up on the actual article, but I saw something yesterday that they already have two Guinness World Records from this or something.
What are they?
Oh,
for what?
That's what I'm not exactly
sure.
Oh, you
sure.
Didn't
follow
well, we can
that,
look it up. We'll throw in the next.
We'll
trending.
Find out.
Is Blake Lively at the end of this? I keep seeing rumors that she appears as some sort of female Deadpool.
What?
Yeah, that's the rumor. And there's a post-credit scene, so stick around through the credits,
because
there's a scene at
the
end.
I mean, it's a Marvel movie. Of course there's a post-credit scene.
Yeah, yeah. It'll set you up for something big.
So I'm not into all of that stuff, but I do like Deadpool. So I'm going to – I read something this morning, Justin. It says if you're really into the, you know, the whole MCU universe, whatever, you'll get all sorts of treats. And I'm like, well, I'll be naive about all of that, but I do like – Deadpool. And if Blake Lively's in it, then that's just a bonus.
The reason, I mean, Deadpool is my favorite Marvel character of all time. And the reason I like Deadpool is because he knows he's a comic book hero.
Yes.
He knows
he's
not real. He constantly breaks that fourth wall.
Yes, and it's snarky and funny, and he talks right to the camera, and I love it.
It'll be the biggest movie of the summer.
Justin?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Have a great time. Why don't you call us Monday and give us your review, okay?
All right, sounds good, boys.
Later, buddy.
Good man. Thank you for being on the show. Chris, what are you doing this weekend?
Hey, boys. Well, I was going to go to one of my favorite spots probably this night around 4 o'clock, Living the Dream Brewery.
Hey, are you going to come see us, huh? We're doing our happy hour tonight, you guys. Living the Dream Brewery in Highlands Ranch. So you're coming?
Yeah, man. I live like 10 minutes away. I love that place.
Sweet.
That's good. Are you bringing anybody with you?
My wife will be there with me. Okay. Also a huge fan. She may be listening right now, and I'm probably embarrassing her, but that's all right.
No, you're not.
What's her name?
Chow.
Chow. Oh, we know Chow. She's hot, man. She's beautiful.
And a good kisser.
Like the best.
Yeah, she is.
Really, really good kisser.
So much tongue with her.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Oh,
Where did you meet her?
I met her at work like 16 years ago at King Supers.
Oh, no, that's great.
Did you guys ever go make out in the deli?
It was a bakery, actually.
Attaboy. Attaboy, Chris.
And then the next thing you know, she had a bun in the oven.
Hey-o.
All right. Listen, Chris, make sure that you come up and chat with us and remind us that you were on the phone with us this morning. Okay, buddy?
Will do, boys. Have a good one.
See you later.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you. Here's Allison. Allison, what are your big plans this weekend?
Hi. I'm just having friends over tonight for drinks and dinner.
Oh, is there a special occasion attached to this?
No, just hanging out with friends I haven't seen in a while.
I like dinner parties. You know, I haven't thrown a dinner party in a million years, and I would love to do that. What drinks are you going to be providing? Do you have something special that you make for your guests?
Mojitos?
We're just going easy tonight, margaritas and tacos.
Nothing wrong with that.
Solid, absolutely
solid. I want to go to there.
Mm-hmm.
What are you putting inside the tacos? What kind of meat? Just standard beef?
I haven't decided. I haven't gotten to the store yet.
Do a little mix of ground chicken and do another pan of ground beef.
That sounds good.
Go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Yeah, I know.
Do you guys play any games? Do you do like a game night when you get together?
Hide and seek?
Well, there's just three of us tonight, so probably not games, but we usually do games when there's more of us. Yes.
What games do you play? I got to know.
Oh, my gosh. We play...
Red Rover.
We played the humanity game.
Oh, Cards Against Humanity?
Card game, yeah.
Solid
Telestrations, yeah.
See, Jeremy's not a like game night game kind of guy, and I love
Pictionary. If it's Pictionary, I'll show up because I dominate at Pictionary.
Oh my god,
I kick butt at Pictionary.
Of course, you're the best at Pictionary.
I can draw, so you draw pictures.
So I wanted to redeem myself.
What happened?
What does that mean?
I called a year ago almost and won some tickets.
I thought you sounded familiar.
I was, I was so excited. I couldn't talk, and I was so embarrassed. I'm like, that sounded so stupid.
Oh, no. Although we did get a text message. It was like 2 days ago. It was a text message that from somebody who said, hey, I won something from you. Thank God I didn't like choke like that Allison chick did about a year ago.
It was really bad.
It was bad. They were taking big shots at you.
You didn't sound stupid. You sounded more like an idiot, I think.
Oh, what happened was, so can I tell the story do you have to
wait a minute? Let me ask. So is this a story explaining why you were like clammed up?
What did you win?
It's exciting how I won. I won tickets to the Ed Sheeran concert.
Okay.
And you were giving them away starting in like in April.
Okay.
And I kept trying, and I'd listen, and I'd miss it, and you're like, don't worry, we're going to give away more. And so I never got the chance, never won them, and it was the day before the concert, and I kind of slept in, and I walk out to the kitchen, turn on the radio, and I'm like, oh, geez, I'm kind of sad I didn't win the tickets. And mm-hmm. I turn on the radio, this woman won them, and then she's like, you asked who she was taking. She said, I'm not going. I'm giving them away. And I'm screaming at the radio. I'm like, what do you mean you're giving me? You're not even going to the concert. And I want those tickets. And then you said, there's one more chance. And I won them.
Oh,
that screaming worked in
that's
your favor.
Fantastic.
But then you were on the air with us and you were kind of bumbly or what?
Mm. Well, I kept saying, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And that's all. Because when you answered, I was expecting Josh. And on the phone, your voices kind of sound the same. And I kept waiting, like, well, Josh is going to transfer me to you guys, uh-huh. and then but it was you guys, and I was all flustered.
Well, let me ask you that. We do have to run. We got to take Brian's call. But let me ask you: did you have a great time at the show?
Oh my gosh, the best.
There goes another. Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh, you guys! I'm glad you did. You totally redeemed yourself because you were great. You were great on this call. You were fine.
You did absolutely redeem yourself.
You did good.
Oh, good, 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 good. Well, have a great day.
You're very
love
kind.
You guys.
We love you back, and we don't care who knows.
Bye, Allison.
Bye.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Where if she kept doing the oh my gosh, oh my gosh, who was that? Was it Christina Aguilera clip
oh
that
my
I
gosh,
got?
You guys.
Yeah, where oh is that? Life. We got to play it real fast. Where?
You guys, oh my gosh, you
I
guys.
Can't. Yeah. All right, Brian, you get to bring it home. What are you doing this weekend?
We're going to do nothing.
Hey! Sit around, huh? Sit around and stare.
June and July were just so busy. We had people over every weekend. We're just going to do a at-home Just Us barbecue. But we did go see Twisters, and it made us laugh because when Jeremy said that you weren't going to like it, Dom, because of all the country music,
mm-hmm.
my spouse cannot stand country music, and I love country music. So it was like the two of y'all, if y'all went to the movie. It was
that
so
would
fun.
Totally be us.
Well,
totally.
Let me ask you, was there a lot of country music?
The whole soundtrack.
Well, it didn't have anything but country, yeah. and it was every 10 minutes.
And people, the country fans are like raving about this soundtrack right now because it's wall-to-wall country and it's decent stuff.
Here's what I'll do, Brian. Thank you for that heads up. I still want to see the movie, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in, see a doctor, have him take out about a third of my brain, and then I should be good to go,
he
right?
He just insulted you, Brian, because
sure
you love did. Country music.
Sure
you,
did.
Brian, you moron. You toothless hillbilly?
That's right.
But you like the movie. The movie is worth it, right?
Yeah. The movie was it was incredible. It was a great movie.
Okay.
It kept That's you on good. Your seat.
Do you That's have, to see, it on the, do you have yeah. to see it on the big screen?
Yeah, we saw it on IMAX. It was really worth
oh,
it.
That's
IMAX
where I would like to see it. I think.
All right.
I can put up with country music for a couple hours.
I hope if Dom goes to see it, somebody sits in front of him with a big old cowboy hat on.
I'm
and
sure.
you can't
right?
see a thing.
Maybe I'll wear a big giant 10-gallon hat. I'll just walk in. Hey, y'all.
I'm here for that Twisters move.
I hear there's a moving picture going on here today.
If you're going to wear the hat, you got to wear the bulletproof belt buckle.
That's right. Big old belt buckle.
And I do have a pair of cowboy boots somewhere.
There you
so.
Go. Yeah. And his jeans are already really tight.
You bet.
Really
Heck
tight.
Yeah.
Brian, you're a good guy. Thank Yeehaw. You for calling, sir.
Appreciate you, cowboy. Be well.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
See how No Filter Friday turned out?
That now I know the secret.
It really does work to threaten people.
Yes.
Guys, I got it. And every call was magnificent.